Pop quiz. What is happening this Friday, August the 15th?
Are you asking me or yes. are you asking our guest?
Well, you. I guess our guest knows, hopefully.
The 8th annual WRHI Football City USA Kickoff Classic powered by Champion Services.
Paige, you knew that, right?
Knew it. Let's go.
And it was an open
did I get
book.
Did I get an A?
You got an That's A. Good.
I didn't know it was the 8th. I thought it's been going on longer than that. It's such a well-run thing. You'd think they'd have had a lot more time
we'll
to get it.
We'll take it.
Right. Well, it's an awesome
You also
thing.
Get an A.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Appreciate that. Gold star.
We do give out the gold star on this show.
We do.
We need to start bringing that back. Well, our next guest is Paige Wofford, the head football coach for the Northwestern Trojans. Northwestern will take on the Huff Huskies this Friday at 7 p.m. That game is presented by the law offices of Wilkerson, Jones, and Wilkerson. We'll get to the X's and O's of that game in a few minutes. But first, Coach, let's kind of give an update on the team. You're now in your pads. Scrimmages, kind of just bring our audience up to speed. What's been taking place over the last couple of days or weeks?
Yeah, we had a really good summer, really good participation. 90% of our kids made 90% of their workouts. So that was, it's just a test. Our kids never cease to amaze me. You know, I get surprised every year about their dedication and their work ethic and the things they're willing to do to try to become better, not only better players, but just better people. You know, the things we present to them that they just latch on to has been really, really, really pleasing to me. But a great summer, you know, got a lot stronger this summer, stronger maybe than we've ever been since I've been there, just overall as a team, great, great strength and speed gains. And then we've been dodging the rain now that school started and getting on the field when we can and being in the gym and getting in the weight room and meetings and just doing as much as we can to prepare for this season. So we feel like we're ready to go. We're in a good spot. We're going to be a different team. You know, we lost a lot of really, really three-year starters, some really contributing players. We've replaced them with guys, of course. That's what we do. We replace them, and they're ready to go, and they've waited on their time, and here they are, and the time is now.
Coach Wofford, you are the defending state champion this year. So you relish in that, and then what happens after that? Like, do you just kind of clean the slate and start over and say, okay, been there, done that, but we got to keep it? Or do you just back a mind and say let's get to it? What does that look like, and how do you steer a team that has come off of so many championships to gear up for the next?
Took about a week to really celebrate it, and then after that it was back to work, you know, trying to see, okay, these guys are graduating, who's going to take their place, how do we prepare those guys to get ready to go again? So we don't consider it defending a state championship. We're looking at it as going after the next one. Because we're a new team. I mean, in high school, you're going to have new players. It's not like the NFL where you can just return everybody and you've got the same people going after the same thing. It's different players. It's different personalities. It's a whole different ball game. So we do what we do. Our process is our process. And fortunately for us, it's been very successful for us the last few years. And hopefully it will continue to be, you know, moving forward.
That's a great point. Every year you get a new season, a cast of characters. But a lot of folks would say the success, especially here in Football City USA, and especially for you, is that you invest in the young guys, right? So you go to some of their games and practices when you can to invest in them. So you know who they are, right? Mm-hmm. And they know who you are. So you can go ahead and invest in them.
Certainly. I try to make as many rec football games as I can. And we have not only the rec teams, but the other teams in our area, you know, the AAU teams and the teams that kind of go off and play just in another area or another venue than our recreation department. I think our recreation department does a great job providing the service they provide for our players and for those young athletes that want to get involved with football in a safe environment with some really, really wonderful coaches and people that want to invest in our children. So very fortunate to be in a city like Rock Hill that has that kind of commitment towards our young athletes and our young people and understand the importance of athletics in their lives. But I've really kind of latched on to, you know, going to watch these guys play on Wednesdays and see a practice if I can and make the middle school games and kind of get to know these kids, you know, before they're at the high school. So, you know, when we play these other schools in our city, you know, there's a lot of players on the other team that I'm pulling for that I want to do well. And it feels good to see them do well and to see them play well and have fun out there and really enjoy the game of football.
You kind of alluded to your team this year. Kind of give us more of a personality, strengths, areas of improvement. What can folks expect from your personality of your team this year?
Well, we have five returning starters. Got five guys who have started who are returning on the offensive line. So that is our, you know, that's our engine. they really, really kind of set the tone for the rest of the program right now. And when you couple that with our defensive backfield, with all those guys are returning too, you know, you're looking at some really, really hard-nosed blue-collar guys up front on the offensive side. And then on the defensive side, you've got the ball hawks back there that are just making plays and being in the right place and doing things that, you know, that really good athletes do. So kind of a different look this year, I think, you know, from our team than we've had in the last couple of years. You know, we Finley Polk is not there, three-year starter, is not a quarterback. So, we were texting before the scrimmage last week. You know, Finley's the first time, you know, in 3 years, you know, it's kind of weird. He said, yeah, coach, it feels weird too. And mm-hmm. kind of going back, not any worse or better, but just weird, just different, right? Didn't have that. You know, I kind of knew what to expect from him, but
familiar.
Familiar, exactly. So Xavier Means has stepped in as the starting quarterback right now and has done an excellent job, and he adds a little different dynamic. You know, he's not Finley, certainly not Finley. He's not trying to be Finley. He's himself, and he's a very good athlete and very good quarterback, and so we're excited for him. You know, the running back room is deep. You know, I think two out of the three scored last night in our scrimmage against River Bluff. Some really nice runs and doing the right things. And Coach Bollinger, our running back coach, does a wonderful job kind of getting those guys ready and prepared. And then at wide receiver, you know, Coach Hunt, every year in and year out, has just a room of freaks that go out there and make plays and are really, really – not only are they, you know, really good athletes, but those kids are really just fun to be around. And Coach Hunt, you know, kind of fosters that kind of relationship with those kids and really gets to know them and really helps them out and stays in touch with them, you know, through their entire life, you know, after graduation and all. Defensively, those defensive backs led by Tamarion Watkins, you know, he's our defensive leader without a doubt. He and Jaden Baxter are back there at the safety positions, just kind of directing traffic and getting guys in space. And Cam McFadden is going to play the linebacker he played last year, did a wonderful job. And we've got some other guys in those areas and some defensive linemen that are stepping up that really, really look the part and can play. So I'm excited for him. And then, you know, we won't forget about our special teams. Alex Bent has spent the whole summer, he and Nate Rodriguez, really, really honing their craft and trying to live up to kind of the tradition we've created there at our special teams, that we're going to try to dominate that part of the ball game. So it's been really exciting and fun to see that kind of evolve this summer, and we're looking forward to see it on the field this year.
Well, you can see Northwestern take on the Huff Huskies this Friday, August the 15th, during the 8th annual WRHI Football City USA kickoff, powered by Champion Services. It will take place right here in the heart of Football City USA at District 3 Stadium. That night features all three of the high schools here in Rock Hill: Rock Hill High School, Northwestern Trojans, as well as South Point Stallions, all taking on other teams throughout the region. $11 will get you in the door, and gates will open at 5:00. Coach, take us out to the game against Huff Huskies. What can we expect?
They're a really good football team. They will be in the top two or three, if not number one in the state, in North Carolina, the entire state. Coach Baker does a wonderful job. He and his staff, you know, we played them last year in the first game and had to come from behind to beat them, and kind of set the tone for the rest of our season and what our guys could do. But they are very, very talented, very talented. They have some, you know, really, really good players that, you know, I know their numbers. I don't know all their names. You know, they're just really good, a really solid program that is year in and year out very good. And they'll let us know what we need to work on. So that's how I look at it, these preseason games and going into our non-conference games. Who can we play that's going to let us know what we need to work on? And we've accomplished that. We have one of the toughest, if not the toughest, non-conference and preseason schedules in the state. You know, I'd put it up against anybody. Part of it is because people don't want to play us, and part of it's because we want to play really, really good teams. And so it's kind of worked itself out in the past couple of years where when we get through with that part of the season, we know what we're working on and know what we need to fix right away to try to get us into our region schedule, our tough region schedule, and then hopefully into the playoffs.
And when you look at just the overall impact of the Football City USA kickoff, you kind of alluded to it earlier in our discussion, just about what it means for the city and what it means for, like, your team. It's a chance for some of these guys that have never been on the football field at District 3 Stadium. That's where the NFL players are made, at District 3 Stadium. They get out there, and while it is a game, it's a little different, right? It's a dress rehearsal, right.
It's an experience. Certainly is. It's a whole vibe. It really is a whole vibe out there. You have the whole city, all three schools, and then you're bringing in good teams that they play. You know, you're bringing in teams that other people want to see as well. So it's just an awesome event. You know, I would just say, you know, that if you've never been to one, you really need to get out there. You really need to experience it. And the rain. It's not going to rain. I'm calling it now. The rain's going to hold off. It's going to be great weather. You know, God loves Northwestern football, so he's going to make sure that we have a great atmosphere out there, and the cheerleaders and the fans and the parents and just everybody. You know, the school board members and the superintendent's supposed to make an appearance. Mm-hmm. So that'll be awesome to see Dr. Elder and kind of meet her, you know, firsthand and see how she supports the programs and athletics. And, you know, so that's exciting. You know, it's where you want to be in Rock Hill on Friday night. Mm-hmm. You want to be at a football game. Well, here's a chance for you to see all three teams
at
one time for $11. I mean, that's, come on.
Well, he's taking our job. I'm going to call you to co-host. Well, Keep going. You're doing good.
Yeah, you got everything.
You got it.
I get excited about it. You know, I'm proud to be in Rock Hill. I'm proud to be at Northwestern High School, and I'm proud to be able to put our program in an event like the WRHA, you know, Football City USA Jamboree. It's you know, every team in the state would want to play in this. Mm. We don't have any problem trying to find teams. You know, they all want to be a part of this. So it's awesome, and it's a great thing, and I'm just honored and humbled to be able to take our team and show them off.
Well, like Coach Wofford said, tickets are $11. They are on sale at footballcityusakickoff.com. Of course, Founders Federal Credit Union will have the kick for cash at halftime of each game. And the MVPs for each game will also be presented by Nichols Store. Make sure, again, that you get your tickets. $11, it's almost 5 hours of football. 6 different teams, you can't beat it. And the broadcast will begin at 4 p.m. on Friday from the Rock Hill Coca-Cola Broadcast Center, of course, with Alan Miller and his team.
All right, go out there and support all of our schools, and you'll see Coach Paige Wofford and his Northwestern Trojans in action 7 o'clock. Right there in the heart of Football City USA at District 3 Stadium. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.